Hello, welcome back to another Holtenders podcast for all things Aston Villa. Now today we're going to be talking about the Chelsea game, obviously, where it was Chelsea 2, Aston Villa 1. And I'm just going to be going over my thoughts of what I thought the performance was like and so on and so forth. So, obviously, it was after the Man United game. I mean, everyone was feeling pretty confident after that great performance and that great goal from Jack Grealish. But, obviously, as soon as the game started, you could kind of tell where it was going to go. Obviously, we was on the back foot for the majority of the game. Obviously, that forward, but if it hadn't been for Tom Heaton, it could have been 4-5-1, and an old Villa team would have lost that by a lot of goals. So to come away 2-1 isn't bad, but the performance, everyone seemed to have an off day. So I'll go from the top. So Heaton, everyone had an off day in my opinion. Heaton made some class saves, obviously from the free kick, from a few shots he just brushed them away. So he's probably our best signing this season out of the 12 that we did sign. Obviously, I do think we'll still stay up. I think we've got enough. We've shown enough that we can stay up. Obviously, we've won more than in this season so far than we did in the whole relegation season where we finished bottom, which was just an horrendous season, as you can probably imagine, when we finished bottom of the league. But yeah, we didn't really create any chances. Chelsea just had us pinned in their own half, and it was a very frustrating game to watch. Obviously, because they was just pinning us in our own half. We couldn't get anywhere, and when we did get the ball, we just couldn't move it on. Obviously, Almo came in for Gilbert because Gilbert was suspended after getting 5 yellows. Almo came in, and to be fair to him, he did do a decent job. Obviously, put that cross in for Trezeguet to score. But the first goal, it was just terrible defending by us, Konsa and Mings. Just no communication between them. And of course, our old player, who scored 26 goals last season in the Championship, scored against us, free header. And when you leave a striker that good in that much space, he's always going to bury it. So that was us 1-0 down. And then a few minutes before half-time, great little move, Grealish, McGinn and Almo. Almo whips in a great cross in the air for Trezeguet, where it kind of just bobbles off his knees, head, and his both his legs. It just kind of bobbles in. Very lucky goal, but at half time, I was thinking maybe we could get some up, but we as soon as the second half started, that wasn't to be. It was an overall, it was a chested goal from chested par assist from Tammy to Mason Mount. And Mason Mount just smacks it in. And as much as a good finish it is, the defending from us was terrible. Obviously, sorry this is a bit late. But yeah, the performance overall was very frustrating. And hopefully I'll be doing one of these again about the Leicester game as well. And I know I haven't had much to say about this. But yeah, it was a very frustrating performance, really. We just gave the ball away. We couldn't really do anything as Chelsea were forcing us into mistakes. Obviously, we don't expect that to go and win, but it wasn't really the performances that we've seen, that we've been used to against the big teams. Like Man United, we played really well, but obviously Chelsea are a better team than what Man United are. So, yeah, that's my thoughts. Very frustrating performance. I still think we'll stay up, but, yeah, that's the end of the Holtenders podcast review for today. Peace.